Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today? I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I think we all did. We'll catch up here in just a moment. My name is Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass here on ESPN Southwest Florida. We are on a myriad of stations on the Sheeman and Shepard radio network, but also we have our app. Take us with you wherever you go. ESPN Southwest Florida. It's free. Download it now. Our website, ESPNSWFL.com. You can listen there. Go in time, back in time, and listen to Sheeman Shepherd podcast, best ofs. On Twitter, we are at ESPNSWFL. You can also follow me at Craig, ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. And our phone number and Stony Brook Golf Club text line are the same as always. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Love to hear from you. Lots to talk about around the NFL and college football as well. We'll update you on many, many things going on. We have drink totals, Wikipedia, and a whole lot more. With that, we say hello to everybody. Pete Shepherd, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. What a wonderful weekend. Some ups and downs for my teams, but overall, very happy. Spent some time up in St. Pete and Dunedin with some friends. Had a good time. And what a beautiful day it is today outside.
Just yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. But what an interesting weekend, to say the least. The college football, Major League Baseball playoffs, the NFL yesterday, more thrilling games, bunch of overtime games. Man, we're going to have a tough time. Where do you want to begin?
Yeah. Well,
so many things to discuss.
And a bad weekend for fans. Tennessee. Or in Pittsburgh, doing a wave when a player like is down in a neck brace on the floor. That was weird.
Golf balls being hit.
Yeah, yeah.
Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, that's why I said Tennessee.
That's what I mean.
Horrible.
That tweet that you had, was that superimposed of the actual someone teeing off, or was that real? I couldn't tell.
I'm pretty sure it was a little artwork done. What Pete's referring to, I got a guy on a concourse teeing off a shot into the Volunteers Stadium at Neyland Stadium, and then I tagged it with a Seinfeld quote because there's one where involves a golf ball as that a titleist.
One thing is for sure, college football wise, and you cannot deny me when I say it. You can't deny this.
Yes,
Iowa is the new Ohio State, where they get upset by somebody.
Well, they blew one,
and Purdue upset Ohio State before that blew one. They were dominated in that game. That is the shock. And I told you they're going to drop out of the top 10 when it happened, and now they're 11th.
I'll take my hat off to Purdue. That was a solid win on the road.
Iowa. Absolutely horrific. I couldn't believe the bits and pieces that I watched of that game. I'm like, who
is Purdue?
Are we in the Twilight Zone?
I don't know. It's like Purdue's defense is better than Iowa.
And I knew Alabama would jump right back into four, as they should.
Yeah.
No question about it. And now the committee, if things stay and everybody wins out and Georgia's won since he's two, Oklahoma's three, and Alabama's four, though, in the coaches' poll, Georgia's won, Oklahoma's two since he's three, and Alabama's four. They do not want to play Georgia and Alabama to play for a third time. So depending on what happens in the SEC title game, say Alabama wins,
mm-hmm,
just for bleeps and giggles. They will do everything possible to make sure that that game, that somebody's won, that the 1-4, that both teams are not 1-4 and both teams are not 2-3, so they can't play.
Yeah.
Again. Doesn't matter to me.
Plenty of season still left.
Plenty of season still left. Yes. Plenty.
I had a wonderful. I spent the entire weekend again, back to back weekends out on the islands, with thanks to Cougar Hunter with my streaming device, watching football on the beach is my new thing.
Well, it's weird because
I love it.
Would your Lions have 36 yards rushing?
Yeah, that's another problem. Matt Campbell is now calling out Jared Goff for his horribleness. That took six games. Goff only had 200 yards on 28 completions.
Mm-hmm.
Most of that was garbage time. There are other problems, but Jared Goff did something I don't think I've ever seen. This is in the Dan Orlovsky company of rolling out of the back of the end zone. Jared Goff threw the ball away on a fourth down. Threw it away in the first quarter. They went for it on fourth down from midfield. He threw it away. Well, why?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. Very emotional.
Why are you throwing it away on fourth down? What do you say? I don't.
You're wearing all Lions gear today, all Lions colors.
Well, I do have some Honolulu blue on.
Yeah.
Chris, how was your event out at Legends? Did you like it like I told you would? It's a cool bar. Did you hang out on the white leather couches?
The white leather couches were full.
Yeah.
So,
so you couldn't get on?
I grabbed a bar stool.
Okay.
And
cool.
Couple of listeners came by, and we just sat at the bar and had some beers and chatted and watched some football. Cocoa Puffs came out.
Did he?
Nice.
So we hung out for a few minutes.
Why is he apologizing for his wife on the text line? What happened?
I don't want to go on air with it. She got a little sick. She got a little sick.
Oh, sorry. I thought maybe she was rowdy or something. I misread.
No. She wasn't feeling well.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Tequila shots?
Oh, hold on, my computer. There we go. No, I don't know what it was. She was there 1 minute. I looked up. She was gone. I was like, hey, where's your girlfriend? And he's like, I don't know.
He didn't take care of her. He stayed. His girlfriend was.
Well, he was in a tough spot. He had just ordered me another beer. So it was like, you know, you're not going to make me drink it by myself. So
right.
I guess she went out to the car and put the AC on.
Well, I hope she's feeling better.
I hope she is as well.
Yeah. Now, you should have been the one that been sick because, let's do the rundown.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll start chronologically with the game in London, which was a colossal disappointment.
Well, not if you're a Jags fan. You know, good for you guys. We'll do a sports center.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Urban Meyer looked like freaking coach of the year in the last 2 months. I'll explain. All that coming up. Time now for a sports center rundown at 7 minutes past the hour. Here's Chris.
Cleveland Browns running back Kareem Hunt expected to miss several weeks with a calf injury. That's what head coach Kevin Stefanski said earlier today. Cam Newton put out a video. He says he's vaccinated and would like to get back into the league. So there. NBA news. Grizzly forward Jaren Jackson Jr. signs a 4-year, $105 million extension with Memphis tonight. Monday Night Football on ESPN Southwest Florida. Titans hosting the Bills. We got coverage starting at 7:30 for the 8:15 kick.
I guess the Seattle Seahawks have contacted Cam Newton. Possibly. There's a story out there.
Look, I know Geno Smith had a huge turnover last night. He does not look horrible as a backup quarterback.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think you need to go get Cam. And don't get him in Detroit either, because we're locked in to an 11-week slide, locking up the number one pick in the draft. Let's not screw that up.
Well, there was some. Well, let's go chronological order. Yeah. You know, as far as 9:30 in the morning, and certainly Tool was on fire in the first. I was coming back from St. Pete, so I was listening to it on the radio.
Yeah,
certainly it sounded sharp. Both broadcast teams, by the way, were at their respective stadiums and not in London.
Oh, really?
Which was interesting. Yep,
I don't like that.
Yeah, it was kind of. It was kind of cheesy, I'll be honest with you, but it
is
what it is.
Well, it's two second-tier organizations. Like, would you expect them?
No.
They're pitching pennies.
You know, there's where you're wrong. You're the NFL.
Yeah.
You send your crew to it's a four-hour or whatever, six-hour, five-hour flight delay, and you go do the game. That's what I say. You're the NFL.
Well, CBS was there.
Yeah,
But the radio station did. But anyway, Tua looked good. Definitely was a spark, and I really thought that – the way it sounded was like, okay, I thought Miami was going to like be up 21-0 sooner rather than later, but didn't happen that way. I still think he was they're definitely better off with him than without him. There's no question about that. It was a heartbreaker. It was a total heartbreaker. I couldn't believe that last play. You know, the short pass over the – I did not see that coming.
Nobody did. And that's where I give Urban Meyer coach – as many bad things as I say about Urban Meyer. That was a gutsy call that I didn't see coming. And for those that didn't watch it, Urban Meyer and the Jags were near midfield, fourth down with 5 seconds to go. Everybody thinks Trevor Lawrence is coming in for a Hail Mary. And they're down by three. Instead, they go for the short first down pass because the Dolphins were like deep prevent defense. Open the field, the middle of the field's open. They complete the pass. They take 4 seconds off. They call a timeout with 1 second to go and then kick the winning field goal. It was brilliant. You're right. It could have been the OC.
Daryl Bevel, yeah.
It could have been. But Daryl Bevel's a very conservative play caller. So I don't know. I got to give somebody credit for the move. And the Dolphins were not ready for it. But I didn't see it coming either.
You got nothing to lose. So why not, right?
That's absolutely right.
What's your own five?
Now, if they do that play and the clock hits zero and they don't get the timeout in time, everybody's calling for everybody's heads today.
Oh, no question.
That one second of margin.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what the NFL is. 1 second of margin.
So, Chris, let's do your play-by-play. You're watching this at this time, and your reaction watching your Dolphins get out-coached by Urban Meyer's staff.
That was surprising. That part took me a little. I don't know what to say anymore, guys. Like, this is a broken organization. People were giving me some flack on Twitter. Not flack, just conversing.
Yeah.
And some people trying to put it on Tua and...
No, you can't do that.
Well, hold on.
Not everything.
You can't put everything on anybody.
Yeah.
But you're the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, you need to shoulder a disproportionate amount of the blame. That's the way this works. No, that's the way this league works. If you're the quarterback, you get too much praise and too much flack.
Well,
that's the way it works.
But I thought he played well. Fairly.
He played fine.
Sure.
His offense did score 20 points against the Jags. Like, I don't know. Like, that's not good.
Okay.
Is it? Am I missing something?
Well, I'll tell you what was good was at the end when they went up 20-17. That was a 7-play, 91-yard drive, which may be the most impressive drive of his short career. I think there'll be more of them. That was pretty impressive. The touchdown pass to Waddle with a little over 10 minutes left in the game.
It's fine, but come out of the blocks, out of the gates, and you score a touchdown. And then the second quarter happens, which has been an ongoing theme with the Miami Dolphins this year. The second quarter comes, and they forget how to football.
Yeah.
They just don't know what to do out on a field anymore. There's not a solution for this year.
They're up 13-3. I really thought they were going to take it, really step under throws
and
go up by three touchdowns at
least
and just
blow
them out of the water.
Good teams do that, Pete.
Yeah.
Good teams take their foot, smash it on the neck of the lesser team, and they don't give them an inch. They don't let them breathe. They send them into halftime. They send them into the locker room with their heads down and thinking, rats, 21 in a row we've lost now. But the Dolphins aren't a good team.
Yeah.
And it's time that they start recognizing that they're not a good team. Is the coaching staff good? Not offensively, it's not. Your top two corners are out? Like, it's just, maybe it's the training staff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the training staff. Everybody gets hurt on this team. We've got egos the size of Dade County. I don't know why. Like Xavier Howard holding out in the offseason.
Yeah.
You had one good year, bro.
Yeah.
One good year. This team is broken. It's a broken football team. I don't know if it's players, coaching, front office, ownership, the city, the state, the country. I don't know what it is.
No.
It's something bigger than just Tua's not the quarterback. I agree with you now. Tua's not the quarterback moving forward. And yes, guys can change. Guys can grow. Fantastic. I'm done waiting.
And then, but you're still wearing team gear today. You should support the team.
It's the only white sweater that I had in my office.
They came out on fire. He led them down the field right away. Boom, 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 boom. There was no question. They looked like a totally different team than they had the last couple of weeks. He had a great drive at the end. I mean, the 33 of 47, 329 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Look.
This isn't fantasy football, though. This is real football. This is the NFL. And at some point, winning games and blowing teams out, you have to start doing it. Or else the stats don't mean diddly poo. Hmm. They don't mean a darn thing. And it's not all on Tua. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
But if you're not the solution, you're part of the problem. Mm. And he's not part of the solution right now. Meaning he is part of the problem. And it's not fair. But guess what? This is the NFL.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
By the way, Urban did come home with the team.
Yay.
There was a lot of chatter out over the weekend. Apparently there's a third video that's worse than the first two. If that drops later, I don't know. Shelly's out allegedly. threatening people. Keep that video out. I don't know. That's just what I read over the weekend. Just keep it. But hey, a win for Herb and the Jaguars. Wig, we'll hear from you at some point as well. I know you're listening. Tough weekend for your Dolphins.
And kudos to the Jags.
Yeah.
Kudos to the Jags. They go out, they play a decent football game, and they get a win. Good for the Jags. Good for Urban Meyer.
Now, let's fast forward to near the end of the day. Your Patriots and Cowboys was the game of the day.
Yeah, went like everybody thought, right?
No.
As usual. The one thing I will say, obviously, you are what you are. You're reckoning what you say. This, like I said, I see improvement. They went up against two of the best teams in the last 4 weeks and went toward it. Had to tell, didn't win. Moral victory police route. Yeah, I get it. No question about it. But they are starting to form an identity. There's no question starting to form an identity. Mac Jones averaged almost 11 yards a throw, and when he had a throw deep yesterday, 20-plus yards down the field, I think he was 5 for 5 with 2 touchdowns.
That comeback throw after the pick six and the 75-yard touchdown.
That was guts.
And that was an inch going either way. That was something.
It was a really exciting game. The pick six unfortunately went off Bourne's hands, and it wasn't a great throw by Mac. Don't get me wrong. It's a game of inches, right? That pick six with Diggs, who's phenomenal.
This guy's like 7 picks.
He's got like seven picks. But the reason why, he's got 7 picks, but they keep throwing at him for a reason because he also gets burned a lot.
He's high risk, high reward.
Yeah, he is. But anyway, but they get that pick six. And then earlier in the game in the first quarter, where Dak, I thought, absolutely, it was, what's his name? One of their own Cowboy players deflected a pass and then right to Schultz. And I thought for sure that was going to, it was up on the air, it seemed like forever.
Yeah.
But ended up right in Schultz's hand. That could have been an interesting turnover. But hey, they stopped him twice on the goal line. They got an interception in the end zone. They forced a fumble in the end zone. It's a great game. I still think the rest of the way, they are going, next week they're at the Jets. It's a game they absolutely should win. There's no doubt about it. And then we'll see. They're starting to form an identity. And when I went back and watched it this morning, there's no question playing 22 personnel with 2 tight ends and 2 running backs, they had their most success yesterday. Mac had his best throwing days. They were putting the tight ends in motion. The running game was fine. Stevenson and Harris were, I thought, they were terrific. They're both holding onto the ball like it was a, like, God forbid, it ever came loose. And no fumbles, which was good. Mac only got hit, a major hit by Gregory, but only got hit 5 times in the game as opposed to like 8 or 10 the previous times, and only got sacked twice, which is way down for what it was. So Dave Andrews was terrific on the offensive line. They're starting to form an identity, but they're 2-4, not a lot of leeway to lose many more games the rest of the way. But I liked, it's just that it's unfortunate.
It's a process, Pete. You got to trust the process in New England. You're not used to that.
No, it's fine.
I'm just mad that Kevin Harlan stole my Dak versus Mac line from Friday's show.
And let's see how he is. He was limping off the field in the last play. He was in a boot today, I guess.
And looking at the Patriots' schedule, I mean, it's not a cupcake. They really don't have an easy spot in their schedule outside of the last 2 games of the year, home for the Jags and in Miami. Other than that, I mean, you look at a road game against the Falcons. It's a Thursday night for them. It's a road Thursday night spot. They should win that game. They should absolutely win that game, but they make it just a little bit tougher by making it, a short week for them. They got the Browns still on the schedule, a trip to Los Angeles to play the Chargers, the Bills twice on the schedule. It might come down to them having to sweep the Titans and the Colts just to kind of be in the discussion going into the last January.
No matter who's on the schedule for them, there's no gimmies. You don't take a breather. They can't afford it. But I am seeing they are starting to form a little bit of an identity which they didn't have, and it's with the 22 personnel that's doing it now. Whether they keep that up is a different story, and it might change next week when they play the Jets. But I like what I've seen against top level competition. A couple plays.
Cujo, I'll get to you in a minute. I see you on the phone. 239-337 ESPN. So I really needed that Cowboy game that was going back and forth for the pigskin picks. Just a quick recap. You, Pete, and Chris, both a 4-4 weekend against the spread.
You, Pete, and Chris?
I'm sorry, Pete and Chris.
You, Pete.
Yeah. Pete, and Chris. I needed that one just to stay 3-5. And the coin had a horrible 1-7 weekend. I am within a game of the coin. I'm most excited about that.
And actually, the first seven games that we picked, the coin was wrong.
Yeah.
On every one.
It was looking for an over weekend.
The Vegas pick was the only one that it got right.
I've had a 1-6 weekend. Pete, you've had a 1-6 weekend. The coin has had a 1-7. Chris, yours is still coming. You're still going to get yours.
If that's what you say.
Every year, everybody has one.
Okay.
And before I go to the phones, real
quick. I just don't see it happening. Now, I will say, let me throw this out.
Yes.
7-0 in my last seven college picks on the show. For Pigskin Picks.
That's strong.
NFL, I've been exactly at 500. But.
Yeah.
Now, had I known, it still wouldn't have changed my pick with Florida LSU. Had I known, and we had known that Orgeron was going to be going bye-bye, that would have even made me more incentive to take Florida, even though LSU is very good in those early games at home.
That was a great football game.
It was.
Hell yeah.
Great football game.
Absolutely phenomenal.
So, we'll get into that, too. So, yeah, Ed Orgeron will not be back next year. It's been decided. I don't know if it was necessarily the wins or the losses or the problems, like, behind the scenes. Yeah. I read girlfriends, plural, showing up at practice, their kids running drills. I mean, what the hell?
I want to take a moment and give a special thanks to Coach Stoops at Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah.
What Mark Stoops did at the end of that game, calling the timeout with 3 seconds left so he could try to score the touchdown to cover the 20.5.
Yeah, yeah.
21.5. I mean, that is class personified. Right. You play to the whistle, Craig.
That's right.
You play to the final the final second on the – and he had a timeout, so he used it. So good for you, Coach Stoops.
That was good for you. Green Falcon texting in, dear Craig, I have the over-under at 7, the amount of texts your brother sent when Purdue smacked down Iowa and the Red Cactuses got beat by Sparty. Am I close? Green Falcon, let me tell you.
You were in that game, though.
Yeah, well, we had another pick six.
Yeah.
Well, otherwise, we could have won.
Yeah.
I think we lead the country in pick sixes.
Well, it's at least five.
You held Michigan to 200.
Michigan State.
Michigan State, 241 yards.
Yeah.
241 yards. You guys had 322 yards total. You beat them. You passed them 188 to 141. Rushed them 134 to 100. Unfortunately, the interceptions were even at 2, but they had one more touchdown pass.
We need quarterback play. I hope Tom Allen's out there banging the drum for, you know, a nice 4-star.
Spencer Rattler.
I don't like him. He doesn't fit in. Doesn't fit in with our group.
Caleb Williams, very good.
He does.
Right?
I don't know if he
Caleb Williams, very good.
Yeah, very. Because up until now, I'm thinking, I think Oklahoma's very overrated, but.
Maybe not.
Maybe not now. If they get the quarterback right.
But TCU's defense is not very good.
Green Falcon, back to your question. It was worse than that. I was physically with my brother this weekend and had to deal with it in person.
Wow.
Yeah. Very, very
bad. And
then
last thing, college football, you know, the Miami Hurricanes probably played their best game in a long time. And a losing effort to North Carolina, a game that was easily winnable, too. Another turnover at the
can
end.
We read lips on the handshake between Mac Brown and Manny Diaz afterward? Mac Brown's like all laughs and good old buddy, good time. And Diaz couldn't get away from that embrace fast enough.
Yeah.
Like there was a weird body language twist at one point.
You think about last year's game when they got totally destroyed and it was like 700 total yards plus that Carolina had and they held them to 382. Miami actually had 421 total yards again.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was going that way in the early.
Yep.
Carolina jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and looked like it could have gone to blowoutsville
That's what I was thinking. That's what I thought. But it was 31-17 at halftime, and then Miami.
Miami did a good job of coming back.
They fought hard. They fought hard.
All right, let's go to the phones. I know Cujo's been waiting a long time. Let's talk about his Giants, who got up early 3-0. And then lost 31-3 to
11,
the Rams.
11. Yeah.
Was it 11?
38-11.
Oh, that's right. By the way, first ever
38-11
score in the history of the NFL.
Amazing.
Score-agami.
Red zone. If you watched it, you know what we're talking about. Cujo, what's going on?
What's up? We're always great for doing those origami things. I wish it went the other way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For Christ's sake. You know, they have some crazy stats where they brought, I think it was the Jets won in overtime, the New York Giants won in overtime, the Yankees won. Like, I think that was maybe our sun shining in that one day in New York, because now it's eclipsed. So, like, whatever. I don't even know what the heck to do. You know what? I expect, like Chris did, because I called, because Chris got me fired up. he got to be fired by his Miami Dolphins or his whatever you guys say, his Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
And I'm with them, too. I feel the same kind of thing. Like, every time I look at, a newspaper or I try to watch a game, I really like watching my Giants. I don't know if it's the colors or whatever, but they don't do good. It's kind of like you with the Detroit Lions, right?
Yeah.
You kind of feel me?
Yeah, I
feel you. You know, it's like that team, you want them, but it's like the same thing always freaking happens. Now you want to chalk it up to injuries, because that's what they're saying. There's a lot of injuries, which they do have.
Every team has injuries.
Teams persevere, guys.
Yeah.
They're grown men. They know that. They know a week before they're not starting. You know, they know things. I just don't understand why they just don't go out and do what they're supposed to do. Put that foot, like they say, put that foot on somebody's neck. The Giants have never done that. They've always played to their competition. If the Giants suck, sorry, the Giants are not very good. They'll play a team that's very good and play it to their expectations. It always happens.
Not yesterday.
Not Sunday.
Not yesterday. That game was over as soon as.
Not even close to yesterday. They proved exactly what that guy said. They proved what they did. They proved what they were, which a lot of injuries. So my question to you is, guys, you only talk up to injuries so much. I mean, I like Joe Judge. I like what he stands for. At the same time, he's kind of like a mini Tom Coughlin. You know what I mean? Like 40 years behind, but that same kind of structural values. And you know, Tom Coughlin, whatever you want to say about him, he even went for the Jags, and that's great stuff there. The guy brought winners. You know what I mean? We have winners here, but what does it take to hit that that threshold? You know, I even saw it in the game. The fourth down part, right?
Yeah.
All these teams are going down for fourth down. It seems when they don't get the fourth down, they lose. They don't win. They get the fourth down, you know, then things start to happen. Things start to fly. It just seems like we went the Baltimore guys went down fourth down on their own against
Chargers.
San Diego.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it became horrible. We did the same thing. We go to fourth down. I know we're trying to do the best thing we can do, but you still got to play football. You still got to play defense. You got to still play. All right, guys, let's see if you guys can do some stuff.
All right, Cucho. A lot of coaching points, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and the other thing with the defense, as far as just real quick back to the Dallas Patriot game, and congratulations to the Cowboys. But even when after everything and all that stuff, 3rd and 24, and the Patriots defense gives up a 23-yard completion. All they got to do is stop it. They win the game. All they got to do is just make them get 12 yards and 2 downs, and they win. Or force a fourth and long, and then. In the over, when you got 4th and 4, and what a high throw by Dak, but what a catch Wilson made.
That was a great catch.
That to me was the play.
Game could have been over right there.
Could have been over right there again. Yeah. But that's Dallas is a better team right now. They're playing better. You make those type of plays. But that was a 3rd and 24. At that point in the game, you give up 23 yards. I almost puked.
Yeah. I felt that one for you.
I did on the Bourne touchdown. I did run down from my living room to the lanai, all the way to the front lanai.
Ran down.
Are
your hammies sore today, like Richard Sherman?
No, but you know what? I have been outdone. I have been one-upped injury-wise by the one Mike Florio. This morning, he had a welt on the side of his head.
What do you do?
He got into a shower this morning at 5:30 or 5:45, and the door slammed and hit him in the head.
That could happen.
He also said he fell a couple of years ago in the shower and got concussed.
Really?
But he had a welt on the side of his head. Golic Sr. is on with it's like, I could see it.
Wow.
But I figured that I've never done. I've never had an accident in the shower. There's all sorts of showers.
I fell in the shower once.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah. I was very lucky.
But
could have been worse. All right, we are just warming up here on a Monday. Lots to talk about from football over the past weekend. Also, if you're going to work today on a Monday and you're in a commercial building, maybe you own the building, maybe you manage the building, maybe you run the building, you got automatic doors in there. You know, if you call my good friends Randy, Nick, Jeff, and also Daniel at the Flying Locksmiths, they'll take care of you if you have any problems with those doors. And they got a special deal for just our listeners. If you call up the Flying Locksmiths, you know how you get your automatic doors inspected every year, the Adam specs, as they are called. You call them and say, Sheeman and Shepherd. That's the code. And then you get that you got that free inspection. $175 value right there. Boom. But you got to call them. Restrictions apply. Call the Flying Locksmiths. Again, mention Sheeman and Shepherd and get yourself scheduled. They have a website you'll want to look at. It's the flying. It's flyinglocksmiths.com. Flyinglocksmiths.com. Then give them a call, 239-790-6880. That's 239-790-6880. And when you call, mention Sheeman and Shepherd for the free automatic door inspection. Call the Flying Locksmiths now. The Flying Locksmiths. If it's on the door, we handle it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. Sheeman and Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in on a Monday. Lots to get to. Spent a bulk of the first segment talking about the Dolphins' loss to the Jaguars in London and the Cowboys' win over the Patriots. Lots more to get. Of course, the Bills and the Titans. Monday Night Football tonight. A lot of other games.
Chicago Sky winning the WNBA.
Speaking of Chicago... Aaron Rodgers owned you. Still owns you, Chris. Oh, what an abysmal day for you. Your Dolphins get beat by the lowly Jaguars in London. Had to go out of the country to have that beating take place. And then Aaron Rodgers just embarrassing your B team, your Bears team. Sad.
Yeah. You know, it was so bad yesterday between my teams on the field and my Skittle placement, which was winless.
Winless.
I was going to text you mine before, or like around 10
Don't
o'clock.
Text me picks no. right now. I'm not in a good headspace.
No.
Before you were liable, you would have been very liable to get a middle finger emoji thrown right back at
wow.
you.
No, before the game started. Before
no,
the
yeah,
game.
Yeah. No, I did that to a very good friend of mine.
Oh. Really?
Giving me flack for a bad Saturday. He can tell me about all these winneries he picks, and I just don't care that you're winning
everybody
and I'm
has
losing.
A bad, everybody
I don't
has a
care
bad
that
Saturday.
You're winning and I'm losing.
Is that your friend that's like almost a professional that you talk about from time to time? He's really
no,
good.
Different
oh, this
friend.
Is a good, different
no,
guy.
Different friend. I didn't watch Sunday Night Football last night. I packed it in. I was done. I was disheveled. I was fed up with the sport of football at about 7:15 last night.
Yeah.
Over in the Chargers, loser. Browns laying the 3, loser. Dolphins team total over 26, loser. Bears plus 6, loser. I could not buy a win yesterday. I was fed up with football. So done.
Yeah, I've been there. We all been there.
Yeah. But you know what? You know what?
You bounce back.
There's always tonight, boys.
Bail out Monday. Latest. I got the half a point. Took the 6 with the Bills.
A couple of the games you mentioned
bet the over
there.
In the Red Sox, Houston.
I know the Cardinals are really good. Big win, 37-14 in Cleveland. Although Cleveland's not operating at all cylinders, and it was gross watching Baker Mayfield dislocate the shoulder again.
Two fumbles and an interception. But you really – and this was the game. I had this in – the Cardinals, and you consider that, you know, Cliff Kingsbury and their quarterback coach Cam Turner were not there. They didn't miss a beat. Did not, and didn't have Chandler Jones, defensive lineman Corey Peters, and Zach Allen as well.
Yep.
And they kicked the crap out of them. Like, it was ugly.
Yeah.
Early. Cardinals 6-0 for the third time in franchise history. They started 7-0 in 1974. I believe they missed the playoffs that year when they started 7-0. And they were 6-0 back in 1922. But Kyler Murray becomes the first Cardinals quarterback with 4 touchdowns and 0 picks since Kurt Warner back in 2009. By that was an amazing effort. Absolutely. Murray was awesome. 4 touchdown passes again.
Yeah.
No interceptions. That was really the Browns. I have no idea what the Browns are.
Well,
none.
Here's the problem with the Browns right now. Now, Baker's going to try and continue to play with this bad non-throwing shoulder. Nick Chubb was already out. Yep. Kareem Hunt is going to be out multiple weeks. Odell Beckham Jr. got dinged up. Yep. And I believe, aren't they the Thursday game? Do they have they got a quick turnaround. And that's not going to be, if I'm not mistaken, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, they're playing Denver at home this Thursday. Yes.
So, I mean, I admire Baker for going out there and being in pain, but good Lord.
But Arizona's still the only undefeated team left at 7-0.
They're good. They're just good.
Or 6-0.
Really I need to throw somebody under the bus. So the Chiefs win 31-13 against the Washington football team. I'm getting a little tired of Patrick Mahomes' brother. He's always making news. He's the spoiled kid with the rich brother milking off his brother's fame. He had the incident where he was throwing water onto people below him a couple weeks ago. Now he's doing a TikTok dance on deceased DB Sean Taylor's number 21 on the field.
That was classless.
He is classy. He's a punk. Patrick, get your brother under control. Fact.
Guys like that always get what's coming to him, you know. Karma's a bitch, as they say.
Yes.
And you know, when he's not looking, someone's going to go up to him and club him upside the head with a golf club or something.
Yes.
Sucker punch him or whatever it is. He'll get his.
No doubt about it. Colts an easy win over the Texans, 31-3. That's the Texans looking like we thought they were going to look. Vikings continue to live on the edge. I didn't see the reaction. Did they show reaction of Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins this time? They get the game-winning field goal. I didn't wonder if they made compared to what they did last time they had a last second.
Yeah.
Collapsed by the Panthers, by the way. The Panthers had that game multiple points. The Ravens. I thought the Ravens-Chargers was the most disappointing game of the day. I thought that was going to be a fun game to watch. 34-6, Ravens looking good. And Lamar, 35 wins before his 25th birthday. That's a new – he beat Marino's mark.
Yeah, the Ravens matched the best start in franchise history, 28-point win, largest over an opponent that entered with an 800 winning percentage or better in Ravens history. And again, Lamar picks up his 35th win, as you said, past Dan Marino for the most by a starting QB before turning 25. And they were held – the Chargers were to their fewest yards in the game with Justin Herbert starting.
It didn't look too good.
It happens.
And kudos to the Raiders for sucking it up after this week.
Yep.
I thought the opposite would happen. It didn't. They rallied around the loss of John Gruden. They win 34-24 against the Broncos in Denver. Heard a handful. I don't know how many. I don't know who. They wouldn't report who. A lot of players went over to John Gruden's house afterward because he didn't do a farewell to the team and said, love you and goodbye and all that kind of stuff. But they rallied, so that was good.
I don't think Denver's real. If that makes sense,
yeah,
they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
They're not terrible or anything, but that looks like a 6-7 win. They've already got 3, maybe 7-8 win type of a team.
Yeah,
especially in that division. Once you start getting it really into the meat of the divisional schedule in the AFC West, like I think that they're a long way away from. The Chargers and the Chiefs.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, there are times where Teddy Bridgewater looks phenomenal, but you can't have again. You know, threw for 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and those are killer.
Yeah,
killer. They got to cut down on those if they want to stay competitive in that division.
And what's interesting with interim coaches in the NFL, you know, a lot of times they provide a little spark. That spark doesn't always stay throughout the entire season. So maybe in Vegas, it's.
Yeah,
you know, you can get them to Halloween,
maybe
playing like this, and they're excited with the new voice at the front of the room. But I think that was a lot of emotion yesterday for the Raiders,
huge, yeah, huge. Denver again. Denver is at Cleveland Thursday night.
Yeah,
and the line in that game right now, I would take the under. Total's 43. Browns are favored by 4.
Yeah,
I take the under.
I'd like to see the injury report first. See if Baker even plays.
Yeah.
Because he was hurting.
God, that's just so gross.
He was hurting.
Not a good week for the Browns having a short
turnaround. No, that's a horrible time. Everybody's out. All right, we have scratched the surface virtually on every game. We could dive deeper into it. Got some more college football to talk about as well. Baseball playoffs are in full swing. We'll do all that. And we are, gratefully, winding down on hurricane season. But that doesn't mean that you should be irresponsible. You need to take care of your business, and that includes flood insurance, with your homeowner's insurance, your boats, your cars. Bundle it all together. You know who to call. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance. Call them before you have a problem, because once you have a problem, it's too late. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance, fastest growing agents, one of the fastest growing agents in the country. And he's a local guy, understands your local needs, your problems that you're having here. He'll go through them too. He knows how to deal with it. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance, a name you can trust. 239-202-2933, 239-202-2933. Give him a call. Damon Briss, Farmers Insurance. Have you switched yet?
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Where to start? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's go to London, shall we? The Jacksonville Jaguars snap a 20-game losing streak. Some nervous kid named Matthew Wright, who looks younger than my son, steps up and nails a 52-yard field goal, giving Urban Meyer his first win as a head coach. This is on WKOV Jaguars Radio.
Cook puts it down. Wright kicks it up. The 53-yarder is good, good, good. Wright has made it. The Jaguars have won it on a 53-yard field goal by Matthew Wright. What a magnificent ending in London.
Holy cow.
Wow.
399 days ago was the last Jaguars win.
So you're telling me that was done in a studio?
So
it
sounds like that call was in the closet. Yeah. Because that's basically they were at what's the name of the stadium up in Jacksonville, but that's where they were, in an empty stadium.
How about that?
With a,
by the way, I don't know if you were driving. You said the kick he made earlier to even bring them within three was a 54-yarder. And it was way outside to the right, and it hooked in and dropped it.
I was listening to the Miami guys on our sister station, K-Rock. Yeah. So
it was a double breaker.
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, I love those. Yeah. Like an S?
Maybe a triple breaker then, because it was hooking, then it cut, then it hooked again.
Yeah.
And it made it. Yeah. I mean, cleared the crossbar by a yard.
It was something. Here is Urban Meyer, their fearless leader. He says it's about time.
Well, we need a win. You know, someone asked you last week if we're desperate for a win. We are desperate for a win, and we came close a few times, and there was a lot of things to fix. But you saw a young quarterback make a big time play at the biggest time of the game, and then a young kicker that we just signed a couple weeks ago popped 250 plus yarders. So it was a great win.
Was that the first field goals the Jaguars have made all year? Did I see that stat come up during the game?
No, it was. Yes, it was. Remember we talked about that last week?
They
had that crazy. They had that crazy stat.
Yeah, that was a Pete Nugget, I think, at one point. All right, let's go to from Chris's A team to his B team, the Bears. They lose to the Packers. Here's Aaron Rodgers, touchdown run on Fox, and then I guess a lady gave him the double bird in the front row, and he basically said, "I still own you." Here he is.
Rodgers snaps it quick. Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. Aaron Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
Yeah, he sure did.
How'd you bleep out the F-bomb there? There were a couple of them.
That was clean.
That was clean.
Nice editing.
I own you.
Here's Aaron Rodgers afterward. Got caught up in the excitement of a girl Bears fan flipping him off.
Well, we've won a few in a row now. I love this rivalry. It's been a lot of fun over the years. That's why I told Justin on the field, I said, enjoy this special rivalry, unlike any other in our game. And we played a complete game today. Needed to drive late in the fourth and came out on top.
What prompted that after your touchdown?
Sometimes you black out on the field. in a good way. I definitely blacked out from a concussion, which isn't a good way. But I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. Well, I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
So charming.
He really is. Really is.
All right, I'll tell you what.
Is it under your crawl space, Pete, that he's playing so well this year?
That
you're a little irked by it, a little perturbed.
Oh no, I said he's going to come out and play well, but have an MVP type season. I'm not irked by it at all. And plus, I had them in my parlay yesterday, so I wanted them to win. But no, I'm not irked because I expected him to have numbers. The numbers, he's not going to go out and doesn't deserve him doing him any good if he went out and tanked a season, despite of how he feels. So, whatever, right here, let's give whatever. He made me money yesterday.
There you go.
I'm happy. Tennessee just got fined $250,000 for those idiots throwing golf balls. I don't understand why you feel you must do this stuff. And now they're also...
Well, wait, the fine or they're doing the stuff?
They're doing the stuff.
With them fining the people for doing this. I just don't like when the SEC fines people for storming the field.
Yeah.
This is different. This is a good fine.
Yeah,
these idiots are throwing...
I totally agree.
Who threw the mustard bottle,
now
too?
Now there's more than be required to use all available resources, including security, stadium, and television video, to identify individuals who threw objects onto the playing
field. Well, that's going to be a lot of people.
Or at the opposing team. All individuals identified have been involved in disrupting the game should be prohibited from attending Tennessee athletic events for the remainder of the academic and athletic year. That just gets dangerous. I mean, what are you trying to prove?
That I can hit you in the head with a golf ball?
Well, this was all on ball placement on a 4th and 24 that came. It was 4th and 23 and a half yards. They got a little upset.
By the way, the total in that game was 82, which I thought was going to fly over. I didn't touch it, but... Way under. No, not from the get-go.
In the first quarter, it was done. It was like the Alabama Ole Miss total. If you have a bad 7-minute stretch with that sort of total, you cannot reach it.
But even that was, 66? This was 82.
No, that was
66.
76.
Was it 76?
It was 76. Okay. Maybe 78.
Yeah.
My favorite, we're fans of Lane Kiffin. My favorite line, of course, he was walking out. Somebody threw a water bottle at him and he caught it.
Yeah,
flipped the visor up, and then the two fans that were cussing at him, both fighting for the souvenir. But he said the liquid inside the bottle was dark.
Oh,
he says, well, it wasn't moonshine. I don't think they'd waste their moonshine on me. I thought that was a great line by Lane Kiffin. Great line.
And he also said on the field that the Tennessee fans are great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
He played. He's done a great job.
He's a masterclass.
He is. He's a 180 of what he used to be. I mean, as far as that goes, and now it's going to be real interesting to see how heated it gets with the LSU rumors.
Speaking of which, we'll hear from Ed Orgeron. Go Tigers for now. That's coming up in a little bit. Plus, more NFL sound. We'll continue with all this that we have on deck. Drink totals coming up next hour as well. Plus your reaction to anything you saw over the weekend. Love to hear from you at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Sheeman and Shepherd, and we will continue here on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.